computer is linked to this joystick, and it translates every movement of the human helmsman so mind-bogglingly quickly that the helmsman actually feels the response of the ship while he's moving it. I could even experience this myself, because the Dr. Rachemaker is a roll-on, roll-off ferry with two bridges. The crew just walk over to the other bridge to navigate the ferry back again across the Mars Deep. So, when the ship returns to Den Helder, I could take the co-pilot seat in the now empty bridge that moved backward. I sort of climb in, and to my right, there is a joystick.
You see, it's turning around, steering.
It's moving! Wow!
It's moving from the other bridge.
Parallel to the other steering.
Parallel, yes, okay.
Okay. This means that on board you have four joysticks, and these command the entire ship.
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Speed and direction.
Speed, direction.
But if I touch anything, nothing happens.
No, you can.
I am going to touch the joystick. I'm not steering, of course, but it feels good.
I believe that.
Okay. Now, the point of this way of steering is that the ship is very maneuverable. So if I move the joystick forward and to the right, say position 2 o'clock, what happens downstairs? What engines start to work?
The thrusters, they are going in a direction of 2 o'clock.
Okay. Does you that mean two thrusters?
Four thrusters.
All of them?
All of them. Only first the RPMs of the thrusters.
Okay, just giving them a gentle push means the RPMs don't sort of soar, they come in gently as well.
That is the point, yes.
Right. Now, this is a very new way of steering a ship, especially a ship as this one, as big as this one. So you've had your helmsman trained in virtual reality. Why was that particularly good?
In the beginning, it was a new system, and if you... there's a new vessel when it comes, then you need a lot of time to accept a new system. And in a simulator, you can training in all kinds of weather, fog.
So your helmsmen were sitting in a fake virtual steering hut, and they could actually see, well, for instance, traffic around them or a storm.
Yeah, we can bad weather. Vessels incoming, you have to learn to avoid accident.
Okay, I'm climbing out of the chair right now because we have a second speaker. That is spokesman Alex Corvino of the Teso company, the shipping company between the port of Den Helder and the island of Texel. Mr. Corvino, all this power downstairs in the hull of the ship, how is it actually delivered into the water?
Well, it all starts with the diesel engines. It's a big generating plant, power plant. The diesel generators, they deliver the power to the ship's net, electrical power. And each propulsion unit, each thruster, as we speak, has its own electric propulsion motor.
So there are big diesel generators which provide the power, which is actually electrical power, to thrust the ship. It sounds sort of double up. What's the point?
Well, it enables us to use the engines in a pooling system, so we can choose the particular engines we want to have online, make them available for maintenance, and if one diesel engine fails, there's enough power redundant to carry on with the ship's service.
That's a safety measure. And, of course, it's four electric thrusters?
It's four electric thrusters, right.
And that, as well, is just to improve maneuverability?
Exactly. Although we need all four of them to give the ship the necessary speed and force to cope with the current and the wind.
And as I understand, this little joystick, which steers the ship and powers it up and slows it down again, is via a computer connected to all these four thrusters.
Yeah, it simplifies the entire maneuvering action to a point where you have a one joystick control for four thrusters. And what it does is it actually operates the propulsion motor comparable with a light dimming switch, so you can control the revolutions of the propulsion motor, and you control the thrust direction of each propeller.
And that's all for this week. Now remember, if you want to know more about the do-it-yourself HIV test, then take a look at our website. The address is www.researchhub.nl. This has been a Radio Netherlands presentation.